Good morning, and welcome to today's Talk of the Town program, a feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30 right here on Kiowa FM 105.3. I'm Tom Trauber, and each day we'll talk to one of our friends and neighbors from the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on in our little corner of the world. Talk of the Town brought to you by Citizen State Bank in Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, by State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon, by the train station and train station 2, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. Today on the program with us, our guest is Nicole Weber, the director of the Sheldon Public Library, and we will talk with her right after we do a little business with you.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
The train station 2 has arrived in Sheldon, docked and happy to serve with fine daily specials. Enjoy some incredible foods and some delicious appetizers any day of the week. 3 p.m. to close and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sundays. Enjoyable, wonderful food creations off a generous menu and amazing atmosphere. Board the train at the train station 2 in Sheldon. Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner of 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon.
Welcome back on Talk of the Town. We are talking to Sheldon Public Library Director Nicole Weber. Thank you for taking the time to come talk to us this morning.
Thank you for inviting me in. I really appreciate being here.
Well, I know you got a very busy schedule at the library. You know, you and I were talking about, before we went on the air, about years ago, decades ago, when I was a kid, the library was a place you went to either look up stuff or go through microfiche or get chewed out for breathing too hard. That's what the kids, when I was growing up in the 60s and early 70s, had to look forward to at the public library. There's a lot of stuff going on.
There is. I was thinking about that the other day. One of my promises when I came here was to raise the number of programs that we would do at the library. I think we've accomplished that.
I was going to say, check that one off your bucket list. Mission accomplished. Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I find just fun and exciting. And again, when I was a kid, you never thought of the library as fun. But it is. Saturdays. You get Lego
the
Saturday.
Legos.
That is too cool.
Yes. Yes. And we have a challenge every week for the Lego Saturdays. But, you know, people are just welcome to come in, all ages. We even have oversized Legos for the toddlers. And you are just welcome to come in anytime between about 9:30 and 1:30. And just build anything to your heart's desire.
Even old kids like me.
Huh? Even old kids.
Yeah, wow, that's cool. Yeah, Legos. I think the way it's built is the library has the Legos. You just bring the imagination.
You just bring the imagination. That's right.
That's really cool. Tell me about some of the other stuff that you've got going on at the library.
Well, I think we just finished our summer reading program. So that's, I think, you know, what a lot of people know us really for is our summer reading. And we kind of had a stellar year this year. We had over 40% of an increase in the number of people signed up for the reading portion, which
Wow.
was just great. Yeah. And that includes everywhere from birth to adult. So that was just wonderful. And so we're having a little bit of downtime right now before we get into our fall programs.
Okay, let's back up just a second. The summer reading program, you said the reading portion. What else
yes.
is there?
Yes. Oh, we have fantastic programs. You know, we talked about all the different programs that we do. Because a lot of people think, well, summer reading, you know, you're just going to read books. But we also have had the zoo come in. We've had magicians come in. Science people come and do experiments. Just tons of stuff. We just had Siouxland Ag here. We made ice cream. So, you know, you were talking about things you don't do in the library. So we had kids walking around with bags of ice cream.
Yeah, we never did that back in the 60s and early 70s when I was a kid.
So, yeah, just tons of stuff. We know families are busy, so we've been working on creating more activities to do in the library on your own time. We call them anytime activities. So they're not scheduled activities, but rather anytime you come into the library, families can do them together.
Fantastic. Now, you and I were talking again before we went on air about the fact that you have been there at the library since you were like 13. And I think you said 7 years.
7 years, yeah.
And you have introduced a bunch of stuff.
Yes.
In that time.
Yes.
Tell me about some of the stuff you've introduced.
Well, one of the things that I really wanted to talk today about is the 1,000 books before kindergarten, because a lot of people are getting prepared right now to send their kids back to school. But this is actually a program for kids who are not quite in school. So from about birth to about age 5, so like the title explains, you know, before kindergarten. So it actually ends once you hit that school age. And the goal is to have kids have books read to them before they go to kindergarten. So 1,000 books.
And I would think that exposing the kids to books through reading to them will create an interest in them in continuing to read on their own when they have learned how to read.
It will, but it also has shown to really increase their learning in other areas such as math and science and just overall scores. And I was kind of reading up a little bit on it yesterday, and it was talking about just helping their attention spans as well. And so there's just a lot of areas. And that 1,000 books really seems overwhelming, but if you only read one book a night, which I'm sure young parents are like, oh, I read way more than one book to my toddler, you can do it in 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I think, you know, most parents probably read 2 to 3 books a night, and probably a lot of times the same book over and over again, and that counts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can probably do it in a year, 2 years.
And of course, we're not talking War and Peace.
No, oh no, no. You know, How Do Dinosaurs Say Goodnight? Things like that. Yeah.
Little storybooks. They did have those when I was a kid. They were chipped into stone tablets, but they had them when I was a kid.
They had them
back when I was a kid. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back and talk more to Nicole about the Sheldon Public Library right after this.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
Make a quick stop at Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Sheldon on the East Side, Crossroads Edition. You will experience a shop with hard-to-find liquors, wines, plus incredible items to naturally reduce your pain and anxiety. Starting in September, the first Thursday of the month is wine tasting from all your favorite local wineries, and Fridays are bourbon and vodka samplings. And as always, they offer price match on products also. Stop in and enjoy the experience at Highway Liquor and Smokes.
Back on Talk with the Town on this Wednesday morning, the 7th of August, talking to Nicole Morgan of the Sheldon Public Library. You know, I often say all kinds of fun and exciting stuff going on at the library, and that is very accurate anymore.
Yes, we have tons of things going on. Like I said, we're gearing up for our fall programs. I know one of the things that Miss Annie, our youth services librarian, is working on is a Smokey the Bear reading program.
Oh, cool.
He is celebrating his 80th birthday.
Wow.
And so we'll be having more information about that coming out as well. And we always do tons of stuff during the winter. A lot of people know us also for, our story times, which are on Tuesday mornings for the younger kids. We also have lots of adult programmings on Monday nights. I know you guys advertise a lot for us for our board game nights.
Mm-hmm.
Those are also good family times just to kind of come and get away from some of that screen time.
And for the kids, during the school year, you have Wednesday afternoon stuff with the early out.
We do. We have tons of makerspace. The kids really love that.
What is makerspace?
Makerspace is a time for kids to come and create different projects. A lot of times, it sounds kind of crazy, but just with cardboard boxes. But it's a great time for them to use their imagination and skills to create different projects using, their STEM skills. So science, technology, engineering, and math. So it might just look kind of like a playtime, but actually they're using a lot of different cognitive abilities to create these projects.
Well, don't laugh at cardboard boxes. We used those to stage our last house when we were trying to sell it. That's how we made a bed.
Throw a
bedspread and a couple of pillows on a stack of boxes, and it looked right. I was praying nobody would lay down on it, but...
Well, you know, they always say, too, at Christmas, the most fun present's the cardboard box.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep, and they don't need batteries.
And they don't need batteries.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
So, all kinds of stuff going on at the Sheldon Public Library. And you'll come back and see us when you've got new and exciting stuff to talk about as we go forward, I trust?
I certainly will, yes.
Fantastic. Anything else you want to mention about the library today?
I did just want to mention we do have a new Spanish collection that we were able to get through a grant. So it is obviously in Spanish, but it does have some learning books on how to speak English as well as how to become a citizen. And so for people just learning Spanish, we also have some books with that as well.
That was going to be my next question for guys like me.
People who want to learn Spanish, we do have some books like that.
Who regret not taking Spanish in high school.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's our newest collection. That was through a grant. And I know you've talked about our wireless hotspots.
Mm-hmm.
Those are another popular item. So especially for people who don't have internet at home, or for people who may want to take it with them on vacation, that's another great thing to use our wireless hotspots for.
Absolutely. We use those in our sports department on a regular basis.
Okay.
Not the libraries, but we...
Right,
you know,
right. Just,
and,
yeah.
And when we have to be out and broadcast from a remote location. These days, none of that's done over phone line anymore. It's all over a Wi-Fi hotspot. So that's the way that we use that. Anyway... Nicole, again, thank you for stopping in, and we will talk to you again going forward with more exciting things happening at the Sheldon Public Library.
All right. Well, thank you.
We'll be back with more on Talk of the Town right after this.
Transfer majors are now being offered at Northwest Iowa Community College. Start at NCC and then have a guaranteed transfer pathway to one or more of the three Iowa Region universities, University of Iowa, Iowa State University, and the University of Northern Iowa. Students complete their AA or AS transfer major and then can complete their four-year degree. There are 19 transfer majors, including agriculture business, agriculture education, agronomy, and animal science. At NCC, your success is our story.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon. Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB, for you. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for you mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for you is offered by Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
There you have this morning's Talk of the Town program. Talk of the Town presented each Monday through Friday morning at 8:30 here on Kiowa FM 105.3. And it is brought to you by Maintainer Corporation, Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop, Northwest Iowa Community College, State Farm Insurance, Citizens State Bank, Sanford Sheldon Medical Center, the Train Station and Train Station 2, and by Corner Discount in Sheldon. Join us again tomorrow morning when we'll talk to Jessica Schmalen of St. Patrick's Catholic School here in Sheldon. Talk of the Town, again every Monday through Friday on Kiowa FM.